We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning. It is 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. It is Friday, July 28th.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News. Dramatic night in the U.S. Senate as health care is voted down. John McCain, the pivotal vote. We'll have the details coming up.
I'm Dan O'Neill. Wichita sees a declining homeless population.
Heavy rain has caused the berries to swell up.
Mother Nature is making life difficult for blueberry farmers in Alabama. I'm ABC's Todd Ent with that story straight ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. If you've been worn out by the oppressive heat recently, good news, because this weekend our temperatures run well below average. Our forecast is coming up.
A defeat for the president and the Republican agenda after a long night in the Senate. Into the morning, another vote to repeal Obamacare failed. Three Republicans breaking ranks and voting no.
The ayes are 49, the nays are 51. The amendment's not agreed to.
With that, the Republican so-called skinny repeal of the Affordable Care Act, known as Obamacare, failed early this morning. Former presidential candidate and senator from Texas, Ted Cruz, was on the losing side of the vote, but says that
the losers tonight are the people who believed in the democratic process, believed that actually when candidates run and say, I will fight to repeal Obamacare, that actually means they will fight to repeal Obamacare.
The deciding vote was cast by Arizona's John McCain back in Washington after receiving a cancer diagnosis.
I'm not supportive of the legislation as it stands today.
And while McCain's no vote on Obamacare repeal has won him no friends among his fellow Republicans.
Thank you, John McCain.
Protesters gathered outside the Capitol. McCain, Lisa Murkowski, and Susan Collins were the GOP votes against skinny repeal. The Senate GOP had already written off the proposal, viewing it mainly as a route toward negotiations with the House. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Hormel Foods is planning to add hundreds of jobs in Wichita as it expands its Dole Foods manufacturing plant in North Wichita, 29th and Ohio. Mayor Jeff Longwell says this is thrilling news for the Wichita economy.
This will add nearly 350 additional jobs over the next 5 years. Their facility produces sliced bacon. We are going to require that every household buys bacon weekly now. Who doesn't like that?
The expansion project, if approved next week by the Wichita City Council, will include a $132 million investment by Hormel in Wichita. After nearly 7 years in office, Kansas Governor Sam Brownback will be moving on. He's been given a new job at the State Department. Governor Brownback says he's honored to accept the Trump administration's offer to become the ambassador at large for international religious freedom. He says he even did something just yesterday afternoon that made him aware of the role's importance.
It's simple and done by millions of Americans every day, but that if other people do it in different parts of the world, they could either they risk their lives or could face death, and some have faced death for doing it. I took communion.
Governor Brownback's nomination does require a Senate confirmation vote. A decline in the Wichita homeless population is leading to the closing of some of the area's homeless shelters.
According to the latest data collected during the annual point-in-time homeless count, chronic homeless in the city has dropped 42% between 2015 and 17. The Wichita Eagle reports that service providers for the homeless say the most significant drops are among veterans and the chronically homeless. While Catholic Charities, the Mount Shelter, has closed because not enough homeless families were using it, officials note that they are seeing an increase in the number of homeless teens and 20-somethings. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
258 Kansans have died as the result of vehicle crashes this year. That's according to stats compiled by the Kansas Department of Transportation. That's about 1.3 deaths per day. That is up significantly from the past couple of years and the four-year average. Jennifer Haw is with AAA Kansas.
The numbers continue to escalate. They're not going in the right direction. Obviously, we can't undo those things, but we'd like to see them stop.
AAA Kansas reminds us that teen drivers, the age of 16 and 17, are three times more likely than adults to be involved in a deadly crash. There are several factors that can result in teens ending up in accidents. It is 8:05 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Trying to find answers from that deadly amusement park accident that happened in Ohio at the state fair. And why are some farmers in Alabama having the blues concerning their berries? We'll have those details coming up with Steve and Ted on KNSS. We're coming up on 8:09 with Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. The Dutch company that manufactures the thrill ride that broke apart in midair at the Ohio State Fair on Wednesday has told operators of the same attraction at fairs and festivals around the world to stop using it until they can figure out what went wrong. Wednesday was the opening day at the Ohio State Fair.
Bystanders carrying away the injured while others help first responders administer first aid. Julian Bellinger was waiting to get on the ride.
You heard the metal hit against it. You heard people screaming.
Brittany Neal and her little sister were next in line.
I'm truly traumatized. I grabbed my sister right away. I said that could have been us.
Seven people injured, four still in the hospital at this hour. 18-year-old Tyler Gerald killed. The Columbus native had just enlisted in the Marines last week.
That's ABC's Alex Perez reporting from Columbus. No thrills in these blueberry hills. The wet summer in the South has been bad for some farmers, especially not so great for the blueberry crop in Alabama.
You never know just how much a farmer depends on the weather.
John Burton runs Judy B's Honey and Berry Farm in Mount Olive, Alabama, and says sales are down 50% this summer because much of the fruit is not worth picking. He says the rain has been knocking berries off their branches and producing mushy and waterlogged fruit.
Heavy rain has caused the berries to swell up and split prematurely.
Burton had to close his blueberry patch 2 weeks early after rain ruined his crops.
It's raining again. When will it end? Who knows? That's the price the farmers got to pay.
Todd Ent, ABC News.
8:10 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We have a stalled out vehicle causing a traffic hazard. Watch out for a slowdown around this. Southbound I-135 at Pawnee. Again, southbound I-135 at Pawnee. Traffic on KNSS brought to you by Joe Dubrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman, in the East Harry Street Mall and online at carlstire.com, home of the $34.95 oil change.
The weather forecast here heading into the weekend, a partly cloudy day today with a high of 89 degrees. Let's get more from the meteorologist Dan Holliday. Fill us in, Dan.
Good morning. For this time in July, this is about the best weather outlook you can expect, with temperatures running below average for this time of year. Our high temperature today, 89, with a very light northeast wind. A clearing sky down to 67 tonight. Our high tomorrow, 87. And if a few thunderstorms roll in on Sunday, that will spread in more clouds, and our high just 83. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Right now in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the north-northeast. It is partly cloudy, 74 degrees, and we're on our way to a high today of 89. There's your forecast here on this Friday. The Tilly Hat, available at Hatman Jack's, famous for its amazing sun protection, recommended by more doctors than any other hat. It's got a lifetime warranty, machine washable. Best of all, looks great on everyone. Stop in at Hatman Jack's, 601 West Douglas at the Clock Tower in Delano, one of Wichita's great places to go, Hatman Jack's. 8:12 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. There's a police department in Texas that has discovered a problem with the vehicles, and this is pretty dangerous stuff. Jim Ryan, ABC News correspondent in Dallas, filling us in. And Jim, what's going on with the Austin Police Department?
Well, they've decided that they may have to pull all 400 of their Ford Explorer Interceptor units off the street. These are Ford Explorer modified models to serve as police vehicles. And there have been complaints over the last several months by some of the police officers that they're getting sick. They're concerned about the potential for carbon monoxide leaks into the passenger compartment. One officer has been off the job since March after getting sick. He's considering filing suit related to this case, and others have come forward. Austin has put CO sensors in all of these Ford Explorers to try to pick up some source of where this is coming from. And while some of those have tripped, they're still not sure where this stuff might be coming from in the first place. It's concerned also potentially in your neck of the woods. Kansas Highway Patrol has several of these units out on the road.
Has anybody other than Austin found a problem with this yet consistently, or is this something that everybody's going to kind of be starting to look at this?
Well, there are other police departments around the country. In California, there's video, a surprising video, of a police officer who's cruising down the highway, suddenly loses consciousness, veers across lanes of traffic, narrowly missing a couple of other cars, and slamming into a tree at 55 miles an hour. That officer is still off the job now, and there is some thinking that carbon monoxide might have contributed to that health issue there. So, yes, there are other departments that are looking at this and other police officers around the country who have complained about feeling sick after driving these Ford Explorers, Ted.
Talking about these 400 Ford Explorers with the Austin Police Department, are these new vehicles or of various ages, do we know?
Well, they're within the last 3 years, and they are of various model years, too. And, of course, taking that many cars off the street and that many vehicles leaves some of the officers without a ride, and there's the possibility that the city of Austin might have to start renting cars to get their police officers around.
Oh, boy. And plus, the problem is, like we said, they're trying to find out what the source is and pin it down, and it really hasn't materialized yet.
No, you're right. Ford Motor Company sent representatives to Austin to help with the testing and the detection of this and trying to find the source of it. Now the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has widened its investigation. It's received nearly 700 reports from police departments around the country of officers who have either smelled or sensed or gotten sick after some exposure to carbon monoxide.
Jim, what's going on in Dallas today?
Another hot, hot day. Waiting to see what happens next. There is talk, of course, the Dallas Cowboys are starting to get their roster put together. That'll be interesting for the coming year, and so fans are watching that carefully. And there's always something happening here.
Saw the Rangers gave up 22 runs the other night.
22-10. It's more like a football score, Ted.
I'm sure the fans at Arlington were not that happy.
No. If they saw history, but not the kind they want.
No, you don't want to see your team give up 22.
Yeah.
Thanks very much, Jim. Have a good day. That's Jim Ryan. Always good to check in with him. ABC News correspondent in Dallas today. Strange story out of the Austin, Texas Police Department. Could their police cars be giving them carbon monoxide poisoning?
Yeah. Had some issues with it here in Kansas.
Yeah, trying to figure out what's wrong with that. It's 8:15 with Steve and Ted. Make sure you go to our KNSS Facebook page and like us. We like to be liked. Make sure you're on there because we have news stories updated 24/7. Get a lot of great information there. We also solicit your comments on our news stories, some of which we share on the air. We did have a news story about a woman from Arkansas arrested, accused of stomping a puppy to death. We did get some reaction to that. Catherine says, I could never be a judge. My sentence would be a stomping for a stomping. Hideous excuse for a human being. Listener James said, some people are an absolute waste of flesh. Some of our listener reaction to our news stories. Make sure you like us and check it out on KNSS Facebook. 8:16 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Glad to have you with us here on this Friday morning. U.S. Marshals found a New Hampshire fugitive of the week. Where did they find this person? Well, they found this person tanning in a family member's backyard in Massachusetts. She was arrested. The U.S. Marshals Fugitive Task Force featured the 35-year-old woman in local media in New Hampshire earlier this month. An arrest warrant issued for her way back in March. Bail violations following a drug conspiracy charge. So she's been on the run. They've been looking for her. Task Force said that tipsters finally saw her sunning herself in a yard in Massachusetts. They showed up and arrested her.
Ah, she should have stayed in that day.
Wanted to get some rays. She's now in jail in New Hampshire. So, yeah. She was a fugitive from the law, but she wanted to get a little bit of that summer tan, and it cost her freedom on the run there.
Yeah.
It was 60 years ago on this day, Jerry Lee Lewis made his debut on television, appeared on the Steve Allen Show. Killer, Jerry Lee Lewis. He's still alive. He's still working it.
Yeah.
And a guy that, you know, I can probably imagine he made quite an impact on TV. And here's a guy that's like a little wild and crazy when he gets out in front of the audience. And that was, you can imagine how raucous that probably was in 1957. People tuning into the Steve Allen Show, and all of a sudden you see Jerry Lee and his hair flopping around, and he's banging the keyboard with his feet and his shoes and his head and whatever else. That must have been quite a sight for the folks. In 1957, Jerry Lee Lewis made his TV debut 60 years ago on this day. And it was 30 years ago today that the Beatles issued a lawsuit against Nike and Capitol Records because Nike was using the song Revolution in those commercials, which you might remember. It's a big ad campaign for Nike, and the Beatles were saying, we didn't give you permission to use that for your campaign. They brought a big lawsuit, and that was 30 years ago today in 1987. It's 8:19 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Let's take a look at what's going on in sports. We'll start with Major League Baseball with the Kansas City Royals. Hottest team in the major leagues right now as far as winning streaks go. The Royals are on an 8-game winning streak right now, and they go for 9 in a row. Tonight, after a day off, they traveled from Detroit to Boston, where they will take on the first-place Boston Red Sox this weekend in Fenway Park. 6 o'clock tonight, 6 o'clock tomorrow, 12:30 on Sunday afternoon. All those Royals-Red Sox games are on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Going into the weekend, the Royals and the New York Yankees are the two wildcard teams in the American League. We have a lot of baseball right here in town to talk about. The 83rd Annual National Baseball Congress World Series continues at Lawrence Dumont Stadium. Yesterday was day 6 of competition in the first week. Wrapped up about 11:30 last night. Yesterday's winners include the Cheney Diamond Dogs and the Great Bend Batcats. Both those teams won their respective pools, each going unbeaten in pool play. And advancing into tonight's last four teams alive out of the first week. That sets up two games. Tonight, the winners of each of those games get to advance into championship week. So it's winner take all in a pair of games tonight at Lawrence Dumont Stadium. At 7 o'clock, it'll be Cheney versus Great Bend. At 9:30 tonight, it'll be Austin versus Mulvane. The two winners advance into championship week play, which starts tomorrow. There are four games on the schedule tomorrow to begin championship week, starting at 1:30 in the afternoon. The Kansas Stars play their first game of the World Series tomorrow night. That's the team that is made up of many former Major League Baseball players. Kansas Stars will play at 7 o'clock tomorrow night at Lawrence Dumont Stadium. The USA national team will play its first game at 7 o'clock on Sunday evening as championship week gets underway at Lawrence Dumont. Pro baseball, the first-place Wichita Wingnuts on the road, visiting the second-place Cleburne Railroaders last night. Cleburne won the game 4-2 as the Wingnuts lost their 9th game in a row. Although that has certainly put a damper on things here at this point of the season, the good news for the Wingnuts is that they still have a massive 11-game lead over Cleburne atop the South Division. Wichita and the Railroaders go at it again tonight down in Texas. And we have racing here in town in Park City, up at 81 Speedway on the dirt track. Racing scheduled for tomorrow evening. That's sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS. It is 8:21 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Glad to have you with us here on KNSS. Make sure you stand by for traffic and weather. And Democrats are continuing to act suspiciously, says Sean Hannity. We'll find out more from Sean on the Morning Minute. But right now, it's time for our Prairie Fire Coffee Break on KNSS. Prairie Fire Coffee is the freshest coffee in the Wichita area. Prairie Fire Coffee beans roasted fresh right here in Wichita. You can get Prairie Fire Coffee at your office by calling 267-3771 or online at prairiefirecoffee.com.
Coffee break!
Coffee break here on KNSS.
Nothing tastes better than a fresh brewed cup of hot...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.